Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Donnie, football debrief time brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company. Over 100 years of baking experience. Our football guy with his biggest football topic of the day. The fan, speaking of football, wants to come watch your kids play some ball. Special visit from members of our staff, too, including Austin Bechtold, who was in mourning today until he realized James Franklin was gone and then started telling Joe Starkey all the things that need to happen for Penn State to get back to prominence.
Why was he wearing a Drew Aller jersey? Was this like a Viking funeral? Let's send it out one more time. Light that thing on fire, Austin. You want to talk about a terrible fit? Wearing that guy's jersey.
No, he was very sad today. He was very
melancholy. Throws like zero blame on the quarterback, yeah. It appears. I mean, he was like in tears of sadness when Aller was announced out for the season.
Doesn't Kabali have a wacky Aller take?
Yeah, he is still adamant that he will be the first quarterback drafted.
There's a way better chance that he is an undrafted free agent than first quarterback drafted. Way better.
What is he basing that on? Did he care to elaborate?
Like measurables.
Measurables.
The quarterback that does that is going to be Sellers. Like Sellers is the guy.
240 can run.
Yeah, he's going to be the guy that could have a bad or mediocre year, and his numbers at the combine will be off the charts.
I'm not even sure Aller is going to be able to come back in time to get those measurables.
That was my thinking too. In rebuttal to Mark, and then
what did Mark say?
He just kind of made a noise, and we moved on to another Steelers-Browns topic.
Mark has also gone the contrarian route with this grass surface thing, saying it's been a really good surface there for a while. This was just a hiccup. Ah, yes, a hiccup where half the field looked like it was a beach volleyball pit.
Yeah, I wonder if, well, we know that Mark doesn't exactly think of Boswell like most Steelers fans, but I wonder if people would be just saying hiccup if he had really gotten injured on that missed kick. Oh, wait, they wouldn't.
I have one more thing that was sent to me. Ed Bouchette, almost 20 years ago, the Steelers had that Grassmaster field way back in 07.
I told you that they tried it.
Okay, so that would have been the same year they had it for that Dolphins game.
So really, all that's supposed to
be,
that's when they laid the sod over it, and then it was the funniest playing surface ever.
Yeah, the ball got stuck in the mud.
So really, it is just a sheer number of games thing.
But no, but it works for Philly, the Grassmaster,
because they
Chris.
Don't play, but they don't, I don't think they play their title games at the link, do they?
Yeah, but the way that the field has disintegrated so far this year has nothing to do with the Whipple games, because the Whipple games haven't happened yet.
No, I'm saying back then it killed the Grassmaster thing. Back then is when Ed was talking about it. Anyway, they're going to get those Whipple games, Donnie, at Highmark Stadium eventually, aren't they?
That's what I think will happen.
Brought to you by Steel City Shredding, Saloni's Italian Bread, and Palmen Electric, also Keystone Custom Apparel. By the way, though, like along those lines, why couldn't, well, I guess the parking situation down there would need to be rectified, but why not have Pitt and the Riverhounds go into cahoots on that stadium together?
What is the capacity going to be after the
It's still going to be way too small. I think it's only like 20,000. What would you ideally want Pitt Stadium to seat? I would say between 45 and 50,000.
I think 40 is fine. Yeah, you're going to have games where you might have Notre Dame coming in or somebody.
Well, then play those games
play
at
Acrisure. Like, yeah, I mean, you'd be sacrificing the quote-unquote true stadium environment. If you gave me a 40,000-seat stadium there, like on campus, that was Pitt only, you know what? Then you could go have your Whipple games at Pitt Stadium.
No, but I'm saying have in Station Square a stadium for the soccer team and for Pitt.
I just don't think the land exists where you could build a 40,000-seat stadium like that. And have
you don't think you could retrofit the stadium they have there now to be that big?
Well, you're gonna
probably
have 200-foot high
bleachers.
Yeah,
because there's nothing on the other side. No, you're right.
Like
that was a really.
They're just gonna play him at Couples Stadium.
That was dumb. Never mind. Never mind. What do you got, Donnie?
The debrief, October 13. 2025. We could probably have some fun and dunk on Penn State a little bit more here because three of the top area commits decommitted over the weekend.
Can't call them area commits anymore, my friend.
No, you cannot. You
Those
can call them area decommits. Khalil Taylor from Pine Richland, then Keemon Spell, the big one, and Matt Sigg earlier today opening things up.
Spell is not
going from bad to worse.
Spell is not even on Pitt's radar, though. His new top eight is all just blue blood powerhouses. It's like Georgia, Miami, Notre Dame,
yeah,
Alabama.
He is somebody that should have the pick of the litter. Like he's like
he does.
Like Terrell Pryor did when he was coming out. I mean, he looks like a 30-year-old man.
Yeah, he looks like a tank.
He is a monster.
I'm going to piss Craig off with this, and I don't care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You cannot, because he is a great recruiting coordinator and was an awesome high school football coach and has been a good assistant coach. You cannot hire Terry Smith as a full-time head coach here. He would, in my opinion, he'd have to run the table. And the only thing that would make me second guess this is if they beat Ohio State.
Why is that going to piss Craig off? Has he been beating the drum?
Well, because Craig
Smith
and Terry Smith are BFFs.
He played hoops for him back in the
day. I understand that.
And when
that,
Craig got
think...
promoted to boss, Terry Smith called in and congratulated
Yeah, but
Craig.
I don't think Craig has advocated for Terry Smith to have a job that would be like.
No, but Craig has probably right now in the myopic world Craig lives in, he's probably thinking to himself, oh, Terry Smith is in charge of Penn State football. How does Craig Riley benefit from that? Can I get like a second job in addition to this where I'm doing something for Penn State now? Like, can I get in as some kind of like assistant GM there? You know how his brain works.
How about Craig putting that picture of himself as like a sophomore basketball player for Gateway out there?
Someone he knows and is quasi friends with just got a big job. You don't think he immediately starts thinking to himself, how does this help me out? Of course he does.
Probably. You think he's texted Terry since this happened?
I would think.
Yeah.
Terry, good luck on the new gig. Sorry that it happened because one of the most catastrophic failures in college football history.
He'd have to beat Ohio State and win out. Anything short of that would not be enough. Well, if he did that, he would. I think that would be like when Bill Stewart won the bowl game after Rich Rod left.
There is a very interesting discussion to be had. Not that I'm going to do it here in like a, you know, in the span of 10 minutes, but people have done deep dives on schools that hired the interim guy who did surprisingly well midseason versus like schools that would just say, okay, you're the interim guy, get out of here, and then hired a big name. The success rate is roughly the same, like in these situations. So like there is not this, hey, we put all this money in, we got a headhunting firm, we really turned over every stone and hired so-and-so. Has not worked at an appreciably higher clip than just interim guy did pretty well, let's just hire him. Tim Skipper, the guy who's now UCLA's interim, Fresno thought about hiring him. They just beat the tar out of Michigan State.
Yep.
If they finish up strong and you're UCLA, why the hell wouldn't you just hire that guy full time? He actually like breathed life into the program.
My rebuttal to that would be because this guy's proven you can now win at UCLA, which would open the job up for better coaches to go there.
But why wouldn't he necessarily maybe be the right fit at the right time for the job?
Maybe.
You're falling into the trap of, oh, no, if I can throw money at so-and-so, then it must be the right move.
Well, so then by what you just said, if Terry Smith ran the table, you would promote him to head coach.
I mean, if he beats Ohio, a schedule that includes Ohio State and Indiana?
Yeah, boys.
That's kind of hard to deny.
Sure, we'll cross
with a backup quarterback, too.
We'll
no
cross
less.
That bridge when we come to it. They haven't even put a single support post in the water, because here's what's going to happen. Kurt Cignetti's going to try to beat them by 200 points.
Correct.
Ohio State's going to do what they always do and strangle the life out of them. Penn State might not score 10 in that game. And who else they got left? Anybody like
mid-tier? Well, they play Iowa on Saturday, and that's never easy.
Iowa's going to Ferentz the hell out of
Iowa
them,
just shut out Wisconsin like 37-0.
Iowa's going to put them in a headlock and just start like punching them repeatedly. I would almost, maybe I will bet them to lose.
I feel like
game
even great Penn State teams would go to Iowa, and it would be like, dude, hey, we got to pee blood to get out of here.
I think Indiana's one of the three best teams in the country, and they had to pee blood to get away with Iowa. Like, that's just what Iowa does. Kirk Ferentz could probably win national championships if the forward pass wasn't legal.
Look, I'm not a Penn State person. I don't profess to know how every Penn State fan thinks because I'm not in that club, or some people would say cult. But I do know enough Penn State fans where I have to ask myself, going back to Smith, he is a member of their tribe. He is a Penn State guy. If Penn State guy wins at Penn State, I can picture Penn State fans being like, let's keep our guy here.
Why wouldn't they want Matt Rhule then? Just take the more established, longer. I mean, he's doing well at Nebraska again. They're 5-1.
Yeah, but to Donnie's point.
Also,
Why would you want Matt Rhule when you have a guy that just went out and beat Indiana and Ohio State? If that shocking
turn of events occurs. To go back to what actually like we started this with. Here's the tangible thing that would happen if Terry Smith ran the table. Got the job. Craig would call me into his office and go, I need you to go easier on Penn State for me. Malzy, I know you've had your fun with Penn State, but I think you should remember they conferred a degree on you. Okay? Like, give me the real serious talk about how I need to show more respect. Like, they do put on 111,000 there, Chris, for home games.
Yeah, that's probably right. Okay. Good talk, Donnie.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.